Well, they've felt like that from the beginning. You've got two sort of opposing positions. You've got Birmingham City Council feeling, as you've just expressed, and you've got DfE feeling that Birmingham, which has a very weak children's services department overall, acted too slowly, didn't take this issue seriously, and may have been more interested in the electoral consequences of action than the educational ones. But you know, the and of course, underneath this, there are big political agendas now at work. You've got Labour generally seeking to show that the problems might indicate a failure of governance of academies, even though many of the schools involved aren't, and ministers perhaps suggesting yet again this is a failure by a local authority in Birmingham in particular. So that's going on as well. But we won't get a real overview until we get all the reports published, and certainly the Education Select Committee, which is a cross-party committee, would provide exactly the forum in which to bring all these people together, whether it's
and
Peter
you
Clark.
Want to do that
Yes,
after all this
I
is...
would. It's up to the committee, but I would think that is almost certain. And Peter Clark, Ofsted, Sir Albert Bohr, the leader of the council, alleged plotters, ministers, heads, can all be brought into that forum, questioned on a cross-party basis. And I hope at the end
It'll
of all
get
these
to the bottom
reports
of it, yeah.
and that the public and most importantly parents in Birmingham will feel that they've got a real picture of what's gone on and what the tensions are.
Two things seem to be conflated here. Phil Mackie's heard a tape of this meeting earlier in the week, and it's quite clear that there are concerns being expressed in the council and among officials about governance, leadership, the way schools are run. And it's clear that they're warning schools that they're going to take action about that. That seems to be quite separate, really, from the issue of, you know, what became known as the Trojan Horse Inquiry, the thing that Peter Clark is looking into, the question of whether there is any kind of organised effort to drive schools, state schools in the public domain, into a, you know, a position that some people would consider extreme. I mean, they're two separate questions, aren't they?
Well, I'd say perhaps even more than that, because it's understandable if very, very religiously conservative parents and people seek to push the schools which their children attend in a direction that fits with the ethos that they would like. And, you know, in some of these schools' cases, that appears to have been quite a religiously conservative tint to the school, but also quite good academic success. How much of that then links to extremism is something which we'll find a little more out from these reports. But it's not necessarily the case that a very religiously conservative school, even if that's been pushed there against the rules and against the law, necessarily leads to radical extremism. Again, not only have you got
It's
these
quite
political...
important not to jump to that conclusion.
I think it is. And you've got to recognise that there are tensions within the Muslim community. There are more liberal Muslims in Birmingham, and there are more hardline religious conservatives. But neither of those necessarily have any sympathy for extremists. But if you have a very religiously conservative school, it might start to attract those sorts of people, which would make some of these links more likely, but not necessarily the sign of a plot. It's a very complex story, and
It is.
there will be more instalments to come before we understand the full picture.
Well, I'm sure, no doubt, you will in the full time produce one of them as chair of the Education Select Committee. Graham Stewart, MP, thanks very much.